Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. I'm Jennifer. Welcome to Fat Mascara, everybody. Let's talk about beauty.
Was that so fun? I sounded like NPR just then.
I was thinking more like a kindergarten teacher.
Everybody, also wearing gather overalls. Around.
And
put on your glasses. Listening ears.
Oh, God. I just tried that with Lake the other day, hoping that she'd heard that term before. I don't know. I'm trying everything. I'm throwing spaghetti at the wall.
So is she. She's two. We're almost two. Yeah. Happy February.
Happy Feb.
Guess what today is?
Puxatawny Phil Day.
Yes. It's Groundhog Day. You know what I was thinking about?
Here in the United States.
Yes.
In the United
States. Ridiculous. I won't even call it a holiday. This poor little groundhog out in Western Pennsylvania comes out and we check for a shadow to find out if there's going to be more spring. Why were we talking about Punxsutawney Phil on our podcast recently?
You call them Punxsutawney?
Yeah. Were we trying to remember?
Name? I call them Punxs.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
You said it and you said it. Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
He's such a beauty icon, isn't he?
This poor guy gets like, you know, stalked by like, you know, local news camera crews. I can't. I feel like he lives a good life, though.
He's got this whole underground lair. He's fed. I mean, he's a pet. He's not a wild groundhog.
And do we know it's the same guy? Is he like microchipped?
Well,
or is
no.
he just like
So this is funny. This actually ties into, I was like trying to think of a fun fact when we reset the room last week to remind people like.
By the way, I borrowed that verbiage from like Clubhouse winter of 2020.
I know. But last
reset week, the room, everyone.
When you told us about Joan Jett and I was like, damn, I don't have a fun fact. But then I was thinking about Groundhog Day. So, you know, I grew up in Philadelphia, right? My dad worked in the local news. So I know a lot about like the back end of like weird Pennsylvania stories because of that, including Punxsutawney Phil, who, sad to say, does not live for hundreds of years. So there is multiple Phils over the years. You know what I mean? Like, Phil the third, Phil the fourth.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. It's not my fun facts, but I was like, oh, what's cool that, you know, about me that I could compete with Joan Jett. So one time when I was about 5 years old, my dad, you know, he often had to go to like local news stories and he had a race there. We had lights on his car. He had like a—
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. News Channel 10 car with like the logo and the emblem and everything. And he would, and this was before cell phones, he would get it over the walkie-talkie and he listened to the police scanners and his producers would send him out. If he happened to be picking me up from like a sports practice or school when this happened, like he'd go on call, you know?
That's amazing.
So one time he was picking up, I forget where from, but there was a mafia hit, like a murder in Northeast Philadelphia, I believe, which is like literally 5 minutes from our house. So my dad puts on the siren, screeches around like we were heading home, goes to the freaking middle of a crime scene with a five-year-old, like before the police even get there. And like, I just remember him because I was small and it was one of those bench front seats. Remember how he used to slide around on the bench seats because like you barely had a seatbelt? He's just like, stay down. And he gets out of the car, grabs his camera from the trunk and like goes to start filming like dead bodies like 20 feet from the car.
Oh my God. This is the beginning of a film.
Yeah,
this is
my mom, if I remember correctly, my mom was very pissed that like he didn't drop me off first and then go. You know, but like it was very competitive. Like, you know, there's a bunch of local news stations. Who's going to get their camera person there first? Who's going to get like the best shot? Anyway, so a lot of times I would go to like crime scenes or news stories with my dad, like if I happened to be with him.
That's awesome. I could see this as the movie, like, and this is like through your eyes, you know, like the woman remembering.
Oh, and, like, yeah. This, well, you know, I think it's more his movie because his side of the story is funny too, where he was like, yeah, I wasn't really thinking about your safety. I just wanted to get the shot.
He
did tell
me
to stay down though.
That's really cool. That is really cool.
There's my fun fact. You've not heard that one, right?
No, I haven't heard that one, but I feel like we should get your dad on the show because I want to hear more about like local Philly, like
he's working on a book,
the mafia
right
scene.
Now. That's kind of why it was in my mind too. He's like writing up some of his stories. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
So was your Joan Jett one? I mean, mine isn't really beauty adjacent. So sorry about that, guys.
That's really cool.
All right. Here.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing. Last week, varicose veins, I'm still thinking about it. That was such a good episode.
So my leg still hurts. I just want to let people know that like this is surgery. Like,
oh, you're still
and it's
sore.
Normal, by the way. Like I looked at the, you know, the little pack that they give if you've ever had surgery, even if it was like oral surgery, like wisdom teeth, they give you like a ditto with like all of the information. just throw it back. Okay. If we went to the 80s for this, like,
a ditto? You know. Is it a mimeograph? Yeah,
I still call things ditto.
Did you get a fax, listen, Jess?
Okay, like ditto is a real thing, okay? Like Demi Moore said it in Ghost. Like ditto is a real thing.
She looks amazing, by the way. I just saw a picture of her recently. Good Lord. I think she's a vampire.
She's well-preserved.
Exactly. She's well-preserved is the word. Like, you know it takes work to look like that.
Yeah.
Back to your surgery, you know, ditto.
Yeah. So my surgery ditto, I had to reference the ditto. Keep the ditto, everyone. If the doctor gives you one, don't just toss it out on your way out of the surgical clinic because you might need it later. I was like, why does my leg feel like extremely achy and like some burning still at one of the incision points? It says that you will feel like a tenderness and an aching for, you know, 3 weeks after. So I'm like, this is a real thing. So just surgery is real.
Yeah.
Surgery is real. Even if it seems minor and like NBD. Okay. Should we move on with the show?
We should. We're going to talk about the news and then Terry Mugler's sad passing, but what a legacy he left, especially in the fragrance world. So we're going to talk about that too. And we'll raise a wand. We've got a listener to raise a wand. You guys are doing great. Keep those raise a wands coming. I love hearing them. It will be a good show.
Okay, Jen, I'm so ready for the news.
Me too.
Okay. By the way, just like a heads up for everyone, I am well aware this is a very celebrity-packed news. Not every week is going to be like this, but you know, here we are. But this, it didn't annoy me. Sometimes like the celebrity news annoys me. Like it's too much.
A friend explained it to me this week because I like always turn my head off when people start talking about celebrities. She's like, it's our shared group of friends. Like it's this, it's people that we can talk about that we all know who we're talking about. Do you know what I mean? She's like, in with this dispersed communities that we have now, we're not going into the office. We all know who Justin Bieber is. So let's gossip about him. So she was, that's her reasoning for talking about celebrities.
What a nice reframe. And then, you know, I'll get to the news in a second. Don't worry, everyone. It's a nice commonality if like, you don't know a lot of people, but you can, like, you go to like a party or you're like, with some shared people. And then you could be like, oh, I like, can we talk about, you know, crazy like Jen Shaw from The Real Housewives. Okay, no, you're not a housewives person, but you know what I mean? Like, it's instant bonding. So
it's a very human that's a nice instinct. Reframe. Let's talk about people we have in common. They just happen to be famous and put their entire lives out for us to gossip about.
I love that. I love that. Okay. So this celebrity news for some reason just did not rub me in a way that I felt like irritated. Okay. So today in Celebrity Faces, actress Tessa Thompson is the new face of Armani Beauty. So she took to Instagram to say, I am so thrilled to say after years of using Armani Beauty, I'm so proud to become one of their global ambassadors. It's truly surreal to represent a brand I've always admired. I can't wait for you to see what we are creating together. She's going to be the face of both the Luminous Silk Foundation and Lip Power. Mm-hmm. Tessa Thompson.
Good job, Tessa.
Good job, Tessa. Okay.
Our friend Tessa. Did you see what Tessa's doing? I'm so proud of her.
Yeah. Congrats, Tessa. We've been rooting for you. Okay. Now, everybody's friend, Courtney Cox. Sorry.
We going to talk about her cleaning products that I literally just ordered?
Did you order them?
Yes.
Get out of town.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Courtney Cox is launching into, you totally blew up my spot.
Oh, I'm
here.
So sorry.
I would say, wait for it, home care.
Really? Tell me more, Jess.
Okay. Well, I really wanted to be like, Jen, what do you think home care is? I just love this new category of it's not cleaning products, home care. The word care is so like, it's a step above.
Yeah, I don't just clean my house. I care for my house.
It's not Lysol. It's not, you know, soft scrub. It's, you got to care for this home, baby. You know?
It's wellness. Your home needs to be well.
Yes, it's wellness for the home. But, you know, it's I got to say, it's brilliant. I tip my hat to you, Courtney Cox, who I had the pleasure of meeting.
Oh, go on.
Via Zoom. She is beautiful. She was in a beautiful setting, which I did not want to invade her privacy, but I had to wonder if it was her home. Mm-hmm. It had gorgeous beams. It was ivory.
Oh, with ceiling like, beams?
Beautiful ceiling beams.
I love a ceiling
beautiful
beam.
Beautiful ceiling
I like
beams.
When they're wood, but the ceiling's white and it has like a nice contrast, personally.
I believe they were dark ceiling beams. I'm really bad with like, if somebody said—
Like architecture.
Like, yeah. No. It's not an architectural thing. It's if somebody like— If a criminal came and took my purse and they said, like, what were they wearing? What did they look like? I would be like,
we've discussed your situational awareness. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'd be with you and I'd get the sketchbook out and I'd take care of you. Okay. Back to Courtney. So she's launching home care.
Yes. And it's like, you know, elevated cleansers for your home in a really amazing sense. So the idea came behind, and by the way, I'm going to just be really specific what the SKUs are. It's kicking off with a hand wash, a dish soap, and a surface cleaner.
I ordered the surface cleaner.
Nice. And then a hand lotion is going to come out next month. And then there's going to be a candle and a room deodorant coming out later. Okay. So like a home spray. Now, Courtney
Wait,
was saying
we're calling air fresheners room deodorants now. I love this how we're moving it into the self-care. Keep going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But like, I mean, I'm not mad at it because it's like when I am tidying up, like, okay, half the time I'm not saying that, like, I'm like, oh, I'm this happy, like, Snow White, like, Cinderella kind of person. Like, well, Cinderella was, like, not happy when she was cleaning up, but I'm not loving cleaning up. I'm usually, like, grunting and, like, muttering to myself. But, like, sometimes if I'm, like, in a happier place where I feel like I have time, I'm like, oh, order is restored to the world.
Yes.
It's so perfect that she's doing this because of the whole, like, Monica Geller, like, tidy, clean freak thing.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But she was saying at the beginning of the pandemic, she was like, the rest of us, like stars just like us, like, you know, wiping down her Amazon packages, cleaning everything 45 times. And she was using, she didn't name check any brands, but she was using like the same type of cleansers that we were. And they didn't make her home smell particularly peaceful. That smelled very antiseptic. And then after a while, it was like, enough of this already. What could she do to kind of elevate that experience?
Yeah.
And then what she did was she thought about kind of the fragrances that she liked. And one of those was a very personal fragrance. She used like essential oils or a mix of oils that she always likes to wear. I don't know if they're essential oils, but like a mix of fragrances that she likes to wear. And she transferred those to one of the scents that's available in these products. So that one is called Cece. And then there are three other scents, Steeped Rose, Neroli Leaf, and Cypress Mint.
Yes. Yes.
So very exciting.
Well, I'll report back. I believe I have the Steeped Rose and I'm going to report back once I clean with it.
Please do. And I have a feeling she's going to be really opening up the space. I can see other celebrities really getting into home care.
Oh, can't wait.
Okay. So what are people talking about on beauty Twitter? According to market research group NetBase Quid, body odor and bad breath are among the top concerns. Jen, you and I are obsessed with this topic.
If you smell, you must tell. We're talking about bad breath and friends. It's yes. A pact, Jess, and Jen, I have.
Jen, I have this pact. If one of us has bad breath, we have to be like, you can I please pass you a piece of gum? Because it's like, we wouldn't send the other one out into the world to be like, you know.
We've all been on the receiving end of that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want, we want to protect each other. So the idea is like people are entering the world again and they're like interacting with friends and colleagues and they're back in close quarters with people. And in 2021, there was an increase of 21% in dental care mentions. And this blew my mind. 75% increase in deodorant mentions. Hmm. Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm.
People are discussing fear of bad breath, unpleasant body odor. Oof, there's just anxiety.
It goes
about
back
this.
To what we said about people talking about your hair is long. Like we're just kind of out of practice at being humans.
That's a really nice connection. Yeah. It's just like, we're just kind of like, ooh, like bumbling. Mm-hmm. And then unsurprisingly, there's been, this is a little, I'm taking a little detour, a 55% increase in posts about products that are natural and organic on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah. That's reasonable.
Yeah. Everyone's interested in natural and organic. Okay, Emma Thompson, another Hollywood celebrity mention, she is getting naked. There's a new movie coming out called Good Luck to You, Leo Grande, and it explores women's sexuality who are like not 25, which I'm very excited about. She plays a widow and the plot line, I don't know, I haven't seen the movie myself, but the plot line is that she hires a male prostitute to kind of explore her sexuality.
Okay.
And everyone's talking that she has this nude scene, which is very like, I would say kind of sensational because we rarely see women around her age getting totally nude on camera. So this is supposed to be very buzzy. I was reading an article in People magazine, which was very interesting because there's a quote in there and she talks about plastic surgery. She says, and Emma, by the way, is not somebody who has, to our knowledge, I certainly don't think she does. She has not said that she has plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
She is 100% natural and she is very much against plastic surgery. She says, why would you do that to yourself? I simply don't understand. I do honestly think the cutting of yourself off to put it in another place in order to avoid appearing to do what you're actually doing, which is aging, which is completely natural, is a form of collective psychosis. I really do think it's a very strange thing to do. So that's Emma on aging. And I don't know about you, but this movie is definitely on my watch list.
Oh, 100%.
And not for the nude scene, just for the whole sound. The whole concept is really interesting.
Also, just, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get amazing. Into it.
And then finally, I don't think, Jen, anyone has talked about eyeliner, like an eyeliner look this much since Amy Winehouse's eyeliner.
Go on.
Julia Fox.
Go on. Also, where Julia did this person Fox. Come from, by the way? I was like, she was not on my radar until very recently.
Well, so she's a new friend. She's a new friend.
Oh, right. She just moved here. Let's talk about it.
It's like
her eyeliner. Totally. Have you seen it?
Totally. She like came on the scene and we all embraced her right away. Mm-hmm. Okay. Julia Fox and Kanye West, her man, attended Paris Couture Week and Julia was wearing some serious black eyeliner. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, good on you. Have a Google. Pause, have a Google, come back. It was very Black Swan. It was very like, had a very kind of like primitive look, like just very like mm-hmm. done, like with your hands. Mm-hmm. Very, I don't know, it was very, very, it was like graphic, but not, you know what I mean. It was kind of, it was punk, it was cool.
Yeah.
But it was not DIY. It was couture.
Yeah, I got a Corinne,
Pat McGrath.
Corinne vibes, Reutfeld. Like, you know,
yes.
Like one goes to Paris Couture Week and you must like smoke 20 cigarettes, smudge on a bunch of black eyeliner and stalk around.
It was smudgy.
Yeah.
It was smudgy.
Yeah.
It was pure Pat McGrath.
Did Pat actually do it?
Pat directed the look. It was executed by Daniel Kolarik. And Daniel, if I'm mispronouncing your name, I truly apologize. This was the height of beauty.
I also love
this was the height
I love the
of
directing,
beauty.
The makeup direction. We have a makeup artist and a makeup director coming in on the Zoom, being like, Daniel, smudgier on the right, darling. Smudgier.
This, yeah. So anyone who is
I wouldn't have given to be
doubting.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. I just come correct. This is directed by mother herself. Now you know.
Fab. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, everyone, if you're listening to this, there's a very good chance you know that the designer Terry Mugler passed away last week. And there was a lot of remembrances and celebrations of his fashion designs. He was very avant-garde, a lot of really incredible people and forward-thinking, you know, celebrities wore his designs. But we want to spend time talking about one of the most amazing creations and fragrance that he contributed to our world. Mm-hmm. Angel.
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 I just picture the bottle when I say the name, by the way. One of the most gorgeous bottles, like a star.
One of the most gorgeous bottles. Jen, can you hit us with just a couple of fun facts about Angel? And if you haven't smelled Angel, you can go to any major upscale department store.
It's still a top seller. So it launched in 1993.
Yeah.
The main perfumer, Olivier Cresp, like genius, worked with him on it. So when they started working on it, it was kind of a patchouli scent. In fact, the code name was Patchou of the perfume at first. It was like 30% patchouli oil. We all know what that smells like. It's woodsy, dirty, musty, but in an animalic kind of way, a little bit astringent. And they were working on the perfume, and then they didn't know where to take it, and it wasn't singing. And the perfumers talked to Terry. He talked about his childhood, and he was talking about, you know, chocolates and pralines and going to the carnival and eating sweets. And the perfumers decided, which is like, who even thought of this, to add in this sweet gourmand note, which was ethyl maltol, right, Jess?
Ethyl maltol. And the molecule smells distinctly like burnt sugar.
Burnt sugar. And now, like, if you read the descriptions, people say, oh, notes of praline and notes of caramel and all that. But it's the ethyl maltol that is it was revolutionary at the time. First of all, they weren't using flavors a lot, like fruity, gourmand food flavors in perfumes. And I think the perfumer also had a background in flavoring for food. So that sort of was part of the inspiration. But the fact that they then put this out, it's not universally loved. It was a controversial scent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you hit the nail on the head. So when it came out, it was described, and I did a story for Cosmo years and years ago about really angels' effect on the fragrance industry. And the larger theme of the story was addictive scents, but I couldn't tell that story without spending a significant amount of time talking about Angel, because Angel really created the category of the addictive, yum, 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 I want more scent. Without Angel, we wouldn't have the category of the gourmand. And if you're a fragrance fanatic, you know what a gourmand is. It's that Moorish, yum, 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 want, you know, sweet, delicious, candy-like scent that Jen just described. But Angel really birthed that category. And to Jen's point, when it came out, it was described as addictive, according to Olivier Cresp, who was, you know, one of the perfumers behind the scent. And even the most seasoned noses just said that they had not smelled anything like Angel.
Some of them looked down on it. They were like, oh, this is like, what does he work in the ice cream portion of the fragrance company? Like they were like, who uses flavors, you know?
Completely. And I want to share some of the quotes from this Cosmo piece from 2016, just because they're so, I think it'll help understand
The legacy it left behind.
The legacy and the story. Here's what Sophie Bensimou, who was the VP at the for Symrise, which was produces some of the world's biggest perfumes, said. She said, the industry couldn't believe that somebody had the guts to launch something so out there. And people had time to get accustomed to this kind of scent. This is something that wouldn't happen today. This is like, you know, now in this world, it's like you have to succeed right away.
Yeah.
Or you're like off the counter. There was actually time in the early 90s for a fragrance to gain momentum. And we've talked about this kind of thing. Beauty was not this quick cycle, this quick turnaround. Sephora didn't even exist. Think about all the beauty websites that are here today. It was not the same climate. A fragrance had time to build and find an audience. So Angel lived in a different time.
Yeah.
And it was able to kind of build this cultish following that an angel, I don't even know if an angel could, this is my personal theory. I don't know if an angel could exist today.
I think in the indie perfumes, where they care less about marketing and sales numbers, they'll put out something that could be controversial and see if it gains traction. But I remember reading, it's an old New York Times article about Angel, that the sales associates that were selling it had issues because they would spray it. Remember how there used to be like the perfume store sprayers at the stores? Like everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
People would then smell, like go to the bathroom immediately to wash it off because half of the people hated it. But that other half, you know, loved it, obsessed with it. It wasn't like an in-between kind of fragrance. And I think a lot of fragrances now are kind of like in between, it's pleasant.
Yeah. The first time I smelled Angel, I was in high school. And there was a girl, and I'm forgetting her name. She was a girl who moved from Brooklyn. I grew up in New Jersey. And this girl moved from Brooklyn, and she was dripping in designer clothes. Like, she was super tall. And if anyone listens to this school, to this, who I went to high school with, please DM me if you know who I'm talking about. She had like a Prada backpack, like Dolce. Like, she wore like Dolce & Gabbana, like t-shirts.
Okay.
And like, she had like Versace, like t-shirts, like real ones though.
Okay.
Like she had like the real deal. And she has smelled so beautiful. And I asked her one time, what are you wearing? And she just looked at me. She was like, Angel. And she looked away like, F off. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I saw it at Nordstrom like later, like within like days. And I was like, oh, I want that. P.S. I talked to Linda Levy, our amazing Linda Levy. She is the president of the Fragrance Foundation. And I just wanted to get her perspective as somebody who has really like, you know, a very bird's eye view of its impact. And she was saying, first of all, she reminded me that Angel was doing refillable bottles before anyone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Not making
the source,
a whole lot of noise.
They called it, remember?
Yeah. Yes. We tell people what
the source
is. It was
like a fountain of youth, but it was a fountain of Angel at the counter, and you could refill from the source.
It was just like, that's just what they did. It was just, you know.
Yeah.
She reminded me that like, it was truly the original like addictive fragrance. Other brands were not trying, they weren't banking on addiction. You know, it was the original addictive fragrance, and it really created created a complete category. I can't think of another fragrance. Can you, that invented a category? And it wasn't commercial but it was a massive success.
I mean, that's Mugler, right? Like he did things that looked wrong or different or controversial. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize the things that he did trickled down and just reframed the way we even think about, like even about clothes, like body armor and things like that, like the fashions that he created too. And I think that he had the balls to do that. And this fragrance is like a prime example of that.
Yep.
Oh, I want to spray some right now. I don't think I have Angel in my collection. I should get another bottle.
She said, I don't think it'll happen again.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's addictive because you want to keep smelling it because you're just like, hey, something's off, but something's right, you know?
Yeah. So I thought it was really an amazing moment. And whether or not it's for you, like we're not saying this is for you, like an Angel's going to be your signature scent. That's not what we're saying, but it's definitely a fragrance to reckon with. And it was a moment, and it's not going away. You know, it's part of the
it's still a top fragrance. Seller. In fact, just like yeah. I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago in France, it was still outselling like Chanel number 5. It's
wow.
It's that addiction quality to it. So, oh, yes. Thank you for resharing the story. What a legacy that guy
Oh, wait. One more thing. I was just thinking also, we've talked a lot about Baccarat Rouge.
Oh, yes. With Emma from Perfume Room. We talked about it most recently. Baccarat Rouge.
That is also that sweet with the gourmand.
It is.
So like its legacy like lives on. I'm sorry, the sweet with the
It is, but then it has the hay note, which is like the patchouli version. It has this like dirty underneath that like somehow it doesn't end up smelling like a cheap fruity gourmand. It's expensive gourmand, addictive gourmand. Yeah, it's absolutely that scent. Yeah, that's a good, very good.
So the legacy lives on. Let us know what you think. If you wear Angel, please let us know. I'm curious to know which Fat Mascara fans are Angel wearers. Okay, it's time to raise a wand. I am so excited to welcome Jen from Atlanta.
Jen, this is Jen Cobb in Atlanta, and I am calling you with a raise a wand. Quick background on my need for this particular product. I am 43, and I have wanted to use a vitamin C product for a while now, but everyone that has been recommended in the Facebook group and other beauty websites has really left my skin in bad shape with like red splotches all over it, and I just always have a reaction. So I've sort of given up that I never get to reap the benefits of vitamin C. And then I got a deluxe sample of the Dermalogica BioLumin C Gel Moisturizer. And OMG, it works so well. I don't get those red splotches. It leaves my skin dewy and glowing. And it's evened out my skin texture and made it brighter. You know, all the things that vitamin C products are supposed to do. And I just love it. I love the way it feels going on. It's just great. So if you are like me and vitamin C products have made your skin react in weird ways, definitely give the Dermalogica BioLumin C Gel Moisturizer a try. Thank you so much. I really, really adore the podcast and the both of you. And thanks to you, I have really upped my skincare and makeup game. So thanks a bunch and have a great day. Bye.
Jen, great name, great product. Thanks for sharing. She left us a little voicemail. You can do that too. Call us 646-481-8182. Part of me was like, I want to give like an incentive to do these voicemails. I was thinking like
cash, like a cash incentive.
No, I was actually thinking, and I think it depends on the product. So I mean, I've reached out to some companies about this. So if you leave a voicemail or call or send us a voice memo, obviously at info@fatmascara.com, and we decide to put it on the show, I'm going to send you a free one. How do you feel about that, Jessica Matlin?
Wait, okay. So if somebody calls, tells them the raise a wand, they might get a free one of the product that they
raised a wand to. You'll get another one sent to you. I'll reach out to you so I can get your address and all that good
but
stuff.
But then won't everyone be like, oh, I would love like La Mer.
I didn't think of that. You know what? I think I'll be able to see through that as I filter through anyway and pick out the ones that I like. So don't try that with me, guys. Don't be like, oh, I'd really like that full set La Mer gift set.
Yeah,
raise
exactly.
a wand. I'm not going to put that
I think I think we need to think this through because they're, you know.
I will make sure. I check them all in the back end. I'll make sure I can get you the product. Don't you worry. But next week, at least, the one that I pick, I will also send out a free one. So I want you guys to send us your Raise a Wand. It's going to be super fun. Tell me what it is. It could be your everyday product, and maybe you just need to re-up. But also, that's the products we want to hear about, the ones that you cannot live without, that like, oh my God, this is so great. I buy multiple of it, Raise a Wand, and then we'll gift you with one of your own. We're nice like that.
And we hope you live in Brooklyn.
Oh, sorry. You do actually have to live in the US, continental US.
Okay.
But yeah, you don't have to live in Brooklyn. No, just the lower 48.
Jen can
sorry,
bike
Hawaii,
it over.
Sorry, Alaska. Sorry, international. I'm going to bike it over. That is not part of the sweepstakes, guys.
Jen hand delivers it to you.
I might call you. I don't know. I might call you back to get your address.
That'd be so cute.
So I'll probably end up emailing you, but it's fine. Jess, your turn to raise a wand.
Okay.
What do you have for us?
I'm going to be really practical. I'm going to be really practical right now. Jen and I, right before we started the podcast, we were talking about how dry the air is right now and the devastating impact it's having on our skin.
Devastating.
I have been using the Aveda. I have multiple hand creams on the go right now. I'm just going to be real with you.
Yeah.
I have multiple. But one that I feel really happy when I realize that it's within arm's reach is the Aveda Hand Relief Moisturizing Cream.
Is this your desk hand cream?
I actually have a few desk hand creams. Or is this your purse hand cream? That's funny. I do have... Wait a second. It was my purse hand cream. I don't know why I actually had one on my desk and I had one on my purse.
Okay.
But the one on my desk I went through, which is a testament to how much I liked it. But last night I was so relieved when I had this hand cream in my hand as well. So the Aveda Hand Relief Moisturizing Cream is one of their OG products. It's just like, it's good. Hand relief is good. Aveda makes a lot of great products, but I would say their hand cream is awesome, and they make little tiny guys that you could, to Jen's point, have just floating all around your apartment. You could have one at your desk, you could have one in your hand.
Can you type immediately after putting on this hand cream on your phone?
I wait for like a second.
Okay.
But it's not like...
But that is my test though, because if I have to wait more than maybe 10 seconds to be able to use my phone without it slipping out of my hands, that's not the hand cream for me.
It's not like a super thick like balm where...
You're all greased up.
Yeah.
Sinks in.
Yeah, I think it's great. And the smell is actually pretty relaxing. And that for me is a bonus. Yeah. If you want to try and see if you like it, they have a small one that is inexpensive enough where I feel like you can just give it a go.
Nice. Oh, I'll link to that in our little...
The smell is worth it
all. On our Shop My Shelf. By the way, you guys know the products. If we ever mention a product, we do link in the show notes. So just pull back up the show that you're listening to. I think it's like the second link down. We'll just let you go in there and order it. Sometimes they're affiliate links, sometimes they're not, but I put them all there just so like it's easy for you guys. That's a good one. I also am bringing the moisture this week.
Bring the moisture.
A new product just launched yesterday, and it is the Hair Story Hair Oil. And I like the brand Hair Story. I like what they're doing with sustainability in their packaging. I've always liked their, what do they call it? The wash that's not a wash. It's like a no lather shampoo.
Yeah.
So they started a hair oil and I was like, okay, everything's really dry. Oh my gosh. This hair oil, it is not an oil. I don't know what it is. I look like an Olsen, which is obviously my goal in all things. Like, just turn me into an Olsen sister. Put me in the row, oversized. Take me out into the woods. Give me a bourbon and an axe. And I'm not kidding. That's actually something that happened this past summer with the Olsen.
Oh my God.
They're so funny.
Check your
cool
bank account. Does it look like an Olsen?
I need millions and millions. Dual Star Entertainment. No, but they're, Mark Townsend does their hair and they always have this wave that to me, it's shiny, but still fluffy. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
It looks like you just woke like up like that, but it's really clean still. It's not like dirty, grungy rocker hair.
Yeah.
It rides this very hard to ride line of messy, but whatever. The hair oil from Hair Story does it for me. As you guys know, I have medium thickness hair. I have a lot of it. It's like
let me see, as you guys know.
I mean, we've talked about our hair types.
I know, it's just funny. I'm thinking like new listeners, like, I don't know. I don't know, Jen.
Hi guys, I'm Jen. I have like thin to medium diameter hair, but I have tons of it. Some of it is most of it's gray. I dye some of it and there's a wave to it. Anyway, I put this on wet hair, went to sleep. I know how many people we've had on talking to us about how we shouldn't go to bed or with wet hair, but Jess and I still do it. And woke up with Olsen waves. It was, and you know what else? It's good for second day hair. I've been putting it in two pigtail braids and then I'd put a little of the Hair Story hair oil in my hands and run them down the braids. So the oil's only getting on the portion of the hair that is exposed in the braid. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's a good tip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I run them down, then I undo the braids and there's something about the strands that didn't get their little share of the oil are a little fluffier, but the ones that did are shiny. So together it just makes this perfect kind of texture. It's a refillable bottle. They're selling for less money, the refill. So you can get the glass bottle. Okay. I love that. So I'm not buying a glass bottle and having it shipped every time. And it's like, you know, jojoba and argan, but it's one of those very, very lightweight oils. If you have textured hair for the ends without weighing them down, this could be gorgeous. If you have fine hair and you want to get into oils, but everything weighs your hair down, this could be gorgeous. I am like super duper obsessed with it. So raise a
wand.
That
was super like, that was so... I mean, this
QVC?
With all the love that
what?
Yeah. Like the repetition of like, could be gorgeous, but could be gorgeous, but like I'm,
a tip in there too. You like my braid tip?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was just so funny. Like it was so QVC.
I think people can tell when my raisin wand is like, I like this versus my raisin wand is like, I love this. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. I think you just moved a
You're
couple
gorgeous.
Boxes.
All right. I'm done with the gorgeous. Get your beauty sleep with wet hair if that's what you do. Do a nice satin wrap if that's what you do. Whatever you need to feel beautiful. We'll see you after you get your beauty sleep on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.